This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and we begin this hour with the politics of energy. Mitt Romney says that in just 8 years, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada together could reach energy independence. The presumptive Republican nominee today outlined an energy plan that would guide his presidency. It focuses heavily on expanding the supply of fossil fuels. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, it also makes no mention of climate change and would end subsidies for cleaner sources of energy, such as wind and solar.
Mr. Romney unveiled the energy plan at a campaign stop in New Mexico, where he fought the wind as he showed flip charts of his policy.
This is a real achievable objective, and I have a chart that's still, despite the wind, still holding up here. These guys have held it up with about every piece of weight you can think of.
That was wind's major appearance in a speech that was overwhelmingly about fossil fuels. The plan would open up oil and gas development off the Atlantic coast, as well as the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And he proposed putting states in charge of regulating oil and gas development on federal lands to speed its development. All told, he said the plan would sharply increase domestic production as well as jobs.
3 million jobs come back to this country by taking advantage of something we have right underneath our feet. That's oil and gas and coal. We're going to make it happen. We're going to create those jobs.
The Romney Energy Plan, laid out in a 21-page white paper, relies heavily on creating partnerships with Mexico and Canada. Mexico could use technical help to reverse its declining oil production, he said. As for Canada,
Canada has oil sands. We're going to take advantage of those and build that Keystone Pipeline and work with Canada to make sure we have advantage of their great energy sources.
All told, that would dramatically boost oil and gas production, the candidate said.
I will set a national goal of America and North America, North American energy independence by 2020.
The Romney White Paper cites a study by Citibank showing that's possible, provided there are sharp efforts to reduce energy demand. But energy conservation is not part of the Romney plan. Energy independence is often cited as a way to be free of price fluctuations caused by conflicts in oil-rich regions, but Michael Levy from the Council on Foreign Relations says that wouldn't actually lock in stable oil prices.
Last year, when civil war broke out in Libya and oil markets were deeply disrupted, the price of oil from Canada went up by more in percentage terms than the price of oil from the Middle East.
Prices are driven by the global market, regardless of where we buy the oil from, because if the world price skyrockets, our trading partners would cash in on that. Overall, Levy praises some of the fossil fuel proposals in the Romney plan, though he says it only addresses part of the energy picture.
The word climate does not appear in the energy plan. That is a conspicuous absence.
You can't deal with climate change without finding ways to reduce burning fossil fuels, and that's not in the Romney plan. Indeed, the Republican says he does not want to continue subsidizing wind and solar energy, which are clean supplies of energy. That drew a rebuke from White House spokesman Jay Carney.
While the Republican approach denigrates forms of energy like wind, this president believes that investing in renewable energy is essential to enhancing our energy independence.
In his energy speech, Romney framed the matter quite differently.
Sometimes I have the impression that the whole regulatory attitude of the administration is trying to stop oil and gas and coal, that they don't want those sources, that instead they want to get those things so expensive and so rare that wind and solar become highly cost-effective and efficient.
Romney says he likes wind and solar as much as the next person, but those technologies should rise or fall simply on their economic merits. Richard Harris, NPR News.